Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell, the husband of one wife, Beth, for 33 plus years, almost 34 years. We have 8 children, about to have our 7th grandchild. We're super excited about that. And just coming to you, wanting to look at how we can make marriage great again on this podcast, simple podcast, 5 minutes every morning, Monday through Friday. And I hope this is beneficial to you guys. If it is, leave me a note, like thumbs up. Yeah, I like it. Got a question or wish you would talk more on this or make it more practical, whatever. Just, I'd love to have some feedback. That would be great. Do want to talk into or get into 1 Corinthians 13 and look at this thing. So this is, everybody knows this is as the love chapter, right? So we're going to look at a few verses and break it down during the rest of this week and see what you guys think of this, okay? So I'm just going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 using the ESV version. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. In the beginning of verse 8, love never ends. I want to just look at a practical thing to give us guys. One of the things about being married is that we are married to an incredible person, a child of God, a person that God loves perfectly. We don't love them perfectly, but she was not put on this earth just to serve you. She was placed on this earth to make you better, by God's grace, and for you to cherish, for you to love her. We're commanded to love her. And so that love is sacrificial in many ways. And so when we look at this, you know, big whoop-de-doo, if you do some of these things and don't have love or have a wife that doesn't feel loved, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, this could be someone who is very elegant in their speaking or has an incredible voice to sing with, right? But I don't have love. I don't love my wife. I don't cherish my wife. I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. I know women who would say that of their husband, and their husbands have beautiful voices, but it's how they feel about the way he treats her. And or a great orator or a business guy that is building a great company, but he is sacrificing his relationship with his wife. His wife doesn't feel cherished. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but not have love. And this is really thinking about knowledge, or someone who's super intelligent, that they can remove all the walls that keep people from believing in what they believe or understanding the way they understand. This is big whoop-de-doo if you've got all that knowledge but not love. And in particular, because we're talking about marriage here, love and cherishing of your wife. If writing the next book or preaching the next sermon or being able to win the next argument is more valuable to you than cherishing your wife, I think there's something here it's saying that you're missing the boat, you're missing the mark. And if I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. This is, hey, look at what I did. I went and, you know, whether you are a first responder, and look at the way I sacrificed my body, or look at the way I take care of my body, or look at all these things I'm doing. Well, there's a lot of I in that, right? So if you do all that, but your wife doesn't feel cherished, you miss the boat. And so for me, it's recognizing that my body really is my wife's body. When she realizes, hey, that's getting a little fat, you need to get on a whole 30 or something like that, I need to be all on board, because it is her body and she wants to help take care of it. And so I try to cherish her and show her that I love her by eating right, which I love really bad food like pizza and other things that are not really good to my body that I love. So I just want to encourage us men. What can we do? What's one thing I can turn away from that gives my wife more of my attention? Just think about that one thing and then have some creative energy to actually do that. Well, I'm over our time. I apologize. We'll continue on 1 Corinthians chapter 13 tomorrow. God bless you, men, and know that I am praying for all of our marriages.